With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's pressing ahead with its Gaza offensive while the area remains under a communications blackout for a third straight day, the longest of the war. Israel could come under further pressure to scale back major combat operations when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visits this week. Washington's expressed growing unease with civilian casualties and the mass displacement of Palestinians. Also at SRNNews.com, heavy rain, gusty winds hitting Florida, forcing cancellations to outdoor and holiday parties as the weather system heads up the East Coast.
It's a weekend washout in Florida where the boat parade Denise Innes was taking part in was canceled.
We're dressed up with no place to go.
The National Weather Service says some places can expect more than 3 inches of rain and wind so strong there's a risk of tornadoes. Tourists looking for beach days could only dream.
I look like I'm going to Alaska, not to Florida.
Audio courtesy WPLG. Meanwhile, meteorologist Rich Otto tells the AP that weather system is moving up the East Coast.
Generally, rain for the most part with this system. It's not going to be a big snowstorm. But 1 to 3 locally higher rainfall totals for the East Coast, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast.
And he says a lot of cold air. I'm Julie Walker.
Migrants in New York City face an uncertain future with rules about how long they can stay in shelters before having to leave and relocate. Lisa Schwartzwald's with the New York Immigration Coalition.
Those families are panicked right now because they're potentially going to be moved to an entirely new location. They could be hours from the closest school or the school that they are currently enrolled in. They may, all of the services and the connections and the community that they've been building in the place where they currently are, all of that could go away.
This is SRN News. The gospel is spreading in Egypt.
That country does not welcome big Christian evangelistic events, but Dr. Michael Youssef managed to hold one in Cairo last month, and the results were encouraging. The popular Egyptian-American pastor tells the Christian Post that more than 17,000 people turned out, and thousands of them made professions of faith. Youssef says, quote, "There was such a presence of the Holy Spirit in Egypt as we have never experienced before." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Scotland's highest civil courts upheld the British government's move to block a landmark transgender law passed by Scottish Parliament. The ruling by the Court of Session in Edinburgh is a setback for Scotland's semi-autonomous government. It overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing anyone 16 or older to change the gender designation on their identity documents by self-declaration, removing the need for medical diagnoses. This is SRN News. There will be no investigation on small Jeeps.
There were complaints that engines on some small Jeeps can shut down while being driven. About 229,000 Jeep Compass SUVs from the 2019 and 2020 model years were targeted. A probe opened last December after getting 15 complaints that drivers have gotten dashboard messages saying their coolant temperature is too high, followed by an immediate engine shutdown. But an investigation found that the failure rate was low and that the SUVs can normally be restarted immediately after the engine shuts down. John Scott reporting.
On the news talk shows today, ABC's This Week has former U.S. ambassadors to the U.N. and presidential candidate Nikki Haley, along with Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire. CBS's Face the Nation, Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas, along with former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, also a presidential candidate. More news at SRNNews.com.